वर्स नंबर टू व्यामिश्रेणेव वाक्येन बुद्धिं मोहयसीव मे तदेकं वद निश्चित्य येन श्रेयोऽहमाप्नुयाम्। सो व्यामिश्रेण वा व्यामिश्र मीन्स मिक्स्ड अप। सो व्यामिश्रेण मीन्स कंप्लीटली मिक्स्ड अप, मीन्स कंप्लीटली कन्फ्यूजिंग वाक्य। योर वर्ड्स आर कंप्लीटली कन्फ्यूजिंग, बट देन ही डजंट वॉन्ट टू से द लॉर्ड, यू नो यू आर वर्ड्स आर कन्फ्यूज। इव एज इफ इट सीम्स दैट योर वर्ड्स आर कन्फ्यूजिंग, सो ही वॉन्ट्स टू बी अ लिटल पोलाइट। ही डजंट से यू आर कन्फ्यूजिंग, ही सेज योर वर्ड्स सीम टू बी कन्फ्यूजिंग। And buddhi mohayasi, and you are confusing my intelligence. Eva, as if, again, he wants to be a little polite. He says, it seems you are confusing my ignorant, my intelligence, my intellect. He does not say your words are confusing and making me deluded. He says, it seems that your words are confusing and they are deluding me. That's what it seems. But what would I like? तत् एकम वद निश्चित्य, निश्चित्य डिसाइड एक एंड से वन थिंग, वन थिंग। व्हाट शुड आई डू, कर्म और भक्ति? यू आर मिक्सिंग देम अप, और कर्म और ज्ञान, यू आर मिक्सिंग देम अप। यू आर सेइंग समटाइम्स कर्म, समटाइम्स ज्ञान। इन द होल सेकंड चैप्टर वॉज अ समरी ऑफ द एंटायर गीता, ऑल द पाथ्स आर गिवन इन इट, बट ही काइंड ऑफ फोकस इज ऑन, ही सेज I don't think you are telling me clearly, you are confusing, so please tell me one, what I should do. You know, don't just keep on saying, oh, this you can take, this also, this, like you are asking somebody for directions. Nowadays, of course, we don't, we have GPS, but in the old days, you know, if you're standing at a crossroad and how do I want to go to, you know, say, to the city hall in downtown, to Truxton, so he'll say, well, you know, you, if you are here, you can take Mohawk, Rosedale, you can take Callaway and then Rosedale and go from there. Or you can take Callaway and take Westside Parkway, or you can take Stockdale. No, don't tell me two or three. Tell me which is best. That also in the GPS also they tell you, right? If you take this path, you will save 5 minutes and this path. So similarly, tell me which one is best. Don't give me two, three options. So, tell me one. So, here, confusing is not the teacher. See, teacher's knowledge is very clear. That's what happens to us. When we are not ready and we go to a teacher who is talking Vedanta, we say, he's very confusing. Now, he's not confusing. His knowledge is clear. Here, Bhagwan is telling the truth very clearly, but Arjuna is not ready. He is not ready yet because he has just started the teachings. So the one who is confused is the student, not the teacher. The teacher is speaking from wisdom, but the student needs to mature in his thinking. And that's what for us also, sometimes some of these verses or teachings may seem a bit confusing or may seem a bit difficult, but that's why we all have the commentary. So we should go home and read the commentary by Gurudev. And also these ideas Bhagwan repeats periodically with different emphasis depending on, and slowly the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita is going higher and higher. You will see in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, that each chapter is taking our wisdom higher. So we just have to be patient, read again, and if there's still doubts, you know, when Swamiji comes, you can ask. Or you can ask me, or even at lunchtime, sometime, you know, I'm available. If I can, I'll try to answer. So then Arjuna asks a beautiful word called Shreya. Even in Kathopanishad, Nachiketa, when he's studying from Yamaraja, Yamaraja, the teacher, talks about Shreyasya, Preyasya. There are two words, Shreya and Preya. Preya is what is pleasing, what makes I have fun, I enjoy, and Shreya is what is good. Now, some things may be pleasing and may be good, but most of the time, things that give us a lot of joy and fun will take us away from the path of good. Why? Because on the path of pleasant, I become selfish, I become greedy, I want more and more. So they say choose the path of Shreya, or the path of good. And it does not mean that the path of good is not fun. In fact, the joy on the spiritual path is so much more, that once you have gone on this path, then slowly the path of prayer drops off by itself. You automatically lose interest in things that you used to enjoy, because now you so much enjoy being with the Lord that slowly all these other little pleasures of the world drop off by itself. So Arjuna wants to know, Shreya, tell me what is Shreya for me. Shreya aham apnuyam, that I may reach the Shreya. By that one method by which I may reach that Shreya. Shreya is a very beautiful word. We might say, okay, what is good for Arjuna at that time in that situation? That is one. Okay, Bhagavan is telling Arjuna what is good for him at that time in the 5,000, 7,000 years ago and in that situation. But Shreya means what is good for all people at all times in all situations. So what is not only good for Arjuna, but is good for all of us, not only in the Mahabharata war, but at all times, in all situations, whether I am at work, or whether I am with my family, or whether I am on the beach, or whatever I am doing, in all times, in all situations, whether I am faced with adversities, whether I am faced with joys, whether I am faced with, conflicts or problems, that is Shreya, is what is good for all of us at all times, in all situations. Why did Arjuna mention the word Shreya? Because he knew. See, he was not ignorant. He knew that my goal of life is not just to eat, drink, marry and enjoy life. That's why he approaches Bhagavan to ask the question. Otherwise, why would he? There were so many other people in the war. There were thousands of people. Nobody approached Lord Krishna and said, Shishyaste ham shadi mam. I am your disciple, please teach me. So he knew that my goal of life is evolution, and so that is why I need to ask. So that's why he uses the word Shreya, which is a very, very beautiful word, which is also taken from Kathopanishad. The other thing, Arjuna was a military man. See, he was a soldier. So soldiers, the colonel, when he's giving orders to a private, he doesn't say, you may stand at ease, or you may be at attention, or you may march. No, he says, stand at ease, attention, march. He wants instruction. Soldier, the colonel doesn't give him choices. If you wish, you may go to war, or if you wish, you may not. No, he gives him clear instructions. So similarly, he was a military man. So he says, don't give me, should I do this or should I do that? Give me clear instructions. And why do people get confused? Because they don't really tune their mind to the teacher and do not understand what the teacher is, where the teacher is coming from. There was a very beautiful example when Gurudev, when he first started teaching in the US, this was in the, I think in the early 60s, when he came to the US and was teaching. So there was this lady who was very inspired by Gurudev's teachings, very inspired. Wow, she fell down at his feet. Gurudev, your teaching is so good. And that time Gurudev had started this course, Swami Chinmayananda had started this course in Mumbai, where he was teaching students, like all the acharyas who come here, Swami Ishwarananda and Swami Tejomayananda ji and Guruji and Swami Swarupananda ji, Vimal Chaitanya, Bodhatmananda ji, whoever has come here are all students of that course. So he had started a 2-year residential course, which is still today continuing. And every year, every 2 years, they produce somewhere between 40 and 60 acharyas who become teachers. So she was so inspired. She said, Gurudev, I want to come and study for 2 years. So Gurudev looked at her and very lovingly, not in a criticism, Buddhu. Buddhu means not to criticize, but you have not understood. Very lovingly, he says, Buddhu, think about it. You have 2 little children and you have your husband. Who's going to take care of them? I know you want to come and do the course. So in her situation, going to do the course was not Correct. So what Gurudev says, he says, let these children graduate. Once they graduate college, you can, with your husband's permission, come and study. I'll be happy to teach you. But she says, what should I do until then? He says, start Balvihar. So he told her, start Balvihar classes, start teaching children. Thereby your children will learn and all the children of the town will learn. And then that's what he said. He said, do that. And she started, and that became one of the largest Balvihars in the US. She was so inspired. So the point is that not every time the teaching is valid. So that's what this essence of this point was. That depending on the situation, you have to apply the teachings to your life. Not everybody can take sannyas and go to Bombay and study. You know, some people, a young person maybe, but a person who has family, that person's duty is to the family. But while taking care of the family, you can give back to the community. So that was the message. And as we said, it is one path, but sequentially. And for that, to progress in spirituality, you have to give up desires, what I want and what I can get, and have the goal higher. So this reminds me of a story. So there was this fire in this building, and this lady perished. Quite a few people passed away in that fire. And so she was taken, and she went to God, and God looks at his files, you know, that he didn't have computer in those days. It was files. So he looks and says, you know what? There's a mistake. You are not supposed to die for 10 years. Somehow you perished in the fire, so you go back. You're allowed to go back. So she goes back to her life because she has another 10 years to live. So she goes there, and then she says, I have 10 years. Instead of thinking that I have 10 years, I should spiritually progress. He said, let me have a good time. So she starts and making herself beautifully. So she goes, gets a plastic surgeon from top to bottom, head to toe, everything fixed, changed, you know, every part of it is modified, changed, you know, with surgery. Then she goes and gets her facial done and has her hair colored and her eyebrows and everything, whole thing. She comes out of the beauty parlor looking so beautiful, you know, gorgeous, because she has spent all these thousands of dollars in making herself pretty. And as she comes out of the beauty parlor, a car hits her, a drunk driver, and she dies. And she goes to God, and she's mad. She says, you told me 10 years, and now in 6 months you call me back. She's very angry with God. God says, sorry, I didn't recognize you. Instead of giving up desires and making spirituality our growth, we spend our whole life in acquiring more, possessing. And that's the story of all of us. You know, it's not, I mean, not to pick on any particular, but that's how we all live our life. So we'll do the third verse, which is kind of Bhagavan's answer, which sort of we have summarized already in the first two verses. And then after that, we'll have time for questions.